I'm scared of wild animals, snakes, and bugs. There are promises about things like this, too. After all, Jesus made the animals and bugs and everything. He won't let them hurt his children. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And Psalms 91:13 says, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet." Read all of Psalms 91, as it has promises for just everything. One of the best ways to get over being afraid of animals, bugs, snakes, spiders, or whatever, is to realize that Jesus made them all, and they have their purpose. It is true that some animals in our sin-sick world are harmful, but God's angels can still guard us from them. If you start to read about them and learn about them, you will like them more and more. Go somewhere that you can see real animals and birds, and watch them, and see what you can learn from them. The things of nature were made to be a blessing to us, and each living thing is special in some way. Remember, being afraid is a choice. You can decide not to be afraid, and Jesus will take the fear away. I used to be afraid of spiders, but I made myself watch them and learn about them, and now I don't scream and run away every time I see one. In the Bible, we read about Daniel, who got thrown into a den of savage lions for saying his prayers. But listen what he told the king the next morning. Daniel 6:22, "My God has sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me." Here are some stories about different animals that prove that Jesus can keep them from hurting his children. Copperhead. A friend of mine tells what happened to him when he lived in a part of the USA where there were lots of poisonous snakes. One day he was looking for a piece of pipe to do a repair job with. His friend said, "Look over there under that piece of metal. That is where I keep my pipes." He went over there and reached under the metal to find the pipe he needed. He moved things around and felt piece after piece, and finally, not finding what he wanted, he put the metal down. But for some reason, he picked it up again, higher this time, and took one final look underneath. There in the middle of the parts was a big copperhead snake, and he was very angry. My friend called, and the other man came over, and they killed the big snake. It was for sure that an angel had stopped the angry snake from biting my friend while he rummaged under the sheet metal. This story is called The Chinese Lady and the Rats. One time, away over in China, there lived a little old Chinese lady with a little old Chinese man in a little old Chinese house. Now, they didn't know anything about our Jesus. They worshiped the picture of a god called Josh. In the picture that hung on the wall, Josh looked like an old, old man with big, long whiskers and big, long sleeves to his robe, and he just sat there with his arms folded and his legs crossed, and he didn't do anything. He just looked and looked and looked. When they wanted to pray to Josh, they took a piece of bread and they poked 5 or 6 little sticks of incense into it. Then, lighting the incense, they placed the bread in front of the picture, and while the smoke of the incense was going up and up and up, they would get down on their knees, ring their gongs, and pray and pray and pray. But Josh couldn't see, and Josh couldn't hear, and Josh couldn't do anything. He just sat there in the picture with his arms folded and his legs crossed, and he just looked and looked and looked. One day, the little old Chinese lady was going downtown, and as she hobbled along on her tiny little feet, suddenly she heard the strangest music. It was coming from a building which she was just passing. The door was open. She looked in. The room was full of people singing. "Jesus loves me, this I know." She had never heard anything like it before. There was an empty seat sitting near the door, so she stepped in and sat down. Soon 4 or 5 people stood up and began to teach. Of course, you've guessed what it was already, but she had no idea what a Sabbath school was, and she was surprised at everything she saw and heard that day. But when one of the teachers spoke kindly to her and invited her to come again, she said, "I believe I will." And she did. She came again and again, and she gave her heart to Jesus. She was baptized and became a Christian. Then she longed for her husband to become a Christian too. And she tried and she tried her best to get him to come to Sabbath school with her. "Husband," she said one day, "why don't you worship my big God? Your Josh never helps you. He never does anything for you. He can't see you. He can't hear you. He just sits there in the picture and looks and looks and looks." "Yes, I know," replied her husband angrily. "I know he can't see me, but I can see him. Now I can't even see your God. When you pray, sometimes you look up. Is your God on the roof? Sometimes you look down. Is your God under the house? I know my God doesn't do anything for me, but I can see him, and I can't see your God." "But husband," said the little old Chinese lady patiently, "you don't understand. My God lives away up in heaven beyond the sun and the moon and the stars. That's why you can't see him, but he can see us, and he can hear us. And once upon a time, his people were very hungry, and when there was nothing to eat, they just prayed, and our great God heard, and he opened a little window in heaven, and down came food for them all." "Huh," said the little old Chinese man. "I don't see your God opening up a little window and letting rice down for you. I have to buy all the rice that you eat." "But, husband, listen," said the little old lady. "Once his people had no water to drink, and they prayed to their great God, and he just told the leader of his people to strike the rock, and a spring of water came right out of that rock." "Huh," said the little old man. "I don't see your God giving you any water to drink. I have to carry all the water from the river for you to drink, I do." "But, husband, listen," the little old lady kept on. And once they came to a river, and there was no way to get across. And the people prayed to their great God, and he told the leader to hold out his rod over the water. And do you know? The waters divided, and there was a roadway immediately, and they all went across. Huh, kept on the old man. But I don't see your God doing anything like that for you. I have to give you money to cross the river in a ferry boat every time you want to go across the river, I do. Why don't you tell your God to do something for you that I can see? Then maybe I'll go to worship your God with you. But husband, he is doing many things, began the little old lady. But she was interrupted by the little old man, who said with great excitement, Say, listen, I'll tell you what. Our house is full of rats. They eat holes in our blankets. They eat up our rice. Look, you tell your God to chase the rats out of our house, and if he can do that, then maybe I'll go to worship your God with you. But the little old Chinese lady wasn't quite sure that God could chase rats out of a house. Of course, he could bring manna down out of heaven and water from the rock and raise the dead. That was easy. But rats! She had never heard of God chasing rats out of anyone's house, so she thought and thought for 3 days. Then she said to her husband, Come here and sit down. I'm going to ask my great God to chase the rats out of the house. You close your eyes now and keep very quiet, and when I am finished, you say amen, and we'll just see what my great God will do for you. Then that humble little old Chinese lady kneeled down and prayed, Dear Father, I think you can do it, all right. It isn't nearly as hard as bringing manna down from heaven or raising the dead. And, dear Father, thou hast heard what my husband says. He says that if you could only do something that he can see, then he might worship you too. Please, dear Father, couldn't you just send an angel to frighten the rats? I think, and you know, while that little old Chinese lady was praying, a rat poked his nose out of the hole where the floor and the wall come together, and it went sniff, 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 and then something seemed to frighten it, and it scampered right across the floor, out the front door, and onto the street. Oh, thank you, Lord, said the little woman, still praying. I knew you could. Please send some more. And do you know? Another rat poked his nose out of the hole, and it went sniff, 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 and then it scampered across the floor and out the front door onto the street. And then another one came, and it scampered across the floor, and another one, until every rat in the house ran out onto the street, and they never came back again. The little old Chinese man was nearly frightened to death. He sat there wondering of the great faith his little wife had in her great big God. And when the rats began to run out of the house, his eyes bugged open, he swallowed hard, and he moved his chair in terror. The little Chinese woman's big God had done something he could see, and the next time the little old Chinese lady went to Sabbath school, the little old Chinese man went too.